After a bit of a break, the Justin Howard Show is back, and I'm back at Indie PopCon, and this week I'm going to talk to you about two gaming organizations that are doing great things for their community. Today is Friday, June 7th. This is the Justin Howard Show. That's right. I'm back from a bit of a break, and this weekend I'm at Indie PopCon. Today was day one, and today I got to speak with two different gaming organizations that's giving back to their community. First, I had the chance to speak with Player One Esports. You can find them online, playeroneesports.com, and just about every social media platform there is. They're doing a great thing for the youth in their community, getting them to game with others and actually starting a youth league. What made you decide, youth sports, esports?
Right. Okay, so it started with Player One, and the whole idea was to foster camaraderie within a community, kind of promote the idea that there's this opportunity, whether it be for money, for clout, for experience, for exposure, yada, yada, yada. This whole amateur need needed to happen. There's lots of groups out there doing it, but we thought we could do it better, right?
Right.
as we developed that, then it quickly became about some sort of pathway to pro is this thing we coined a lot.
Excellent.
So you have all these guys, they want to get into the collegiate scene, they want to play for their universities. How do they get involved? How do you get exposure? How do you get noticed? So what we figured out was to create a youth league of some sort so that these guys can kind of start that progress. So with traditional esports, you have the pros, you have the college level, you have the high school level, you have the middle school level, but with esports, it's just the pro level.
Right.
So it's how can you really engage in that? There's a lot of the public that doesn't know.
Right.
So we developed a youth league, Pee Wee Esports. And the whole idea was bring kids out of their rooms because parents want them to socialize in real life, but their passions are video games. Parents are hearing about these scholarships, so how can you kind of get the best of both worlds, create something positive out of what's kind of just massively a stigma as being lazy activity? So we created the Youth League. Kids come in as free agents. They can come in as pairs or even full teams. We pair them if they come in as free agents, and we can do a little bit of research to identify their skill levels a little bit. But what it does is it just kind of fosters the ability for them to be on a team. It allows them to communicate. Now mom and dad know who they're playing with online.
Nice.
They have friends they can go home and practice, right? But they're just kind of having fun at home. They get jerseys. It builds their confidence. We work on their communication skills, teach them basic strategy. And then, of course, the whole idea is that it's a feeder system leading all the way to the pros and eventually for them to be able to compete in the Player One events.
And how long have you been doing this?
Evolve is, we're on season two now, getting ready to go into a summer league. We have season 3 and 4, so Evolve's been launched since, when did we launch Evolve? February?
It was January.
January.
Okay. So we launched in January for Evolve, and that's Spencer. He's actually our main manager who operates all of it.
So any more of the detailed questions, I'm sure you'd be happy to fill in for you.
Yeah. And then Player One is now just over 1 year old. So when we started, we actually did our first debut as Player One right here at PopCon last year.
Nice.
We gave away $35,000 across League of Legends, League of Legends, Hearthstone, and Overwatch. And
nice.
So we did a different tournament each day. We had qualifiers online. And then we had basically everyone out here for the event, and then we did a different tournament each day, and we had a big stage and everything else. And this year we toned it down a bit because we have a lot going on. We're also sponsoring a bunch of events, and now we have pro teams, which is exciting. We have two pro teams now, and one of them is at the NPL out in LA.
Nice, yeah.
So yeah, they're in the same rackets with Cloud9 and all the other big names, but we're just little Indiana.
That is awesome. Again, you can find Player One Esports online. Again, playeroneesports.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. You can find them on Twitch, Discord. You can also find them on YouTube. So just about every social media platform that there is. While I was at PopCon today, I also had the opportunity to talk with some folks about an event coming up called Gaming to Give. This is awesome for gamers, but it's also a ministry. Let's talk a little bit about Gaming to Give. Tell us a little bit about what it's all about.
Okay, so Chosen Ministry was created about 3 years ago through Diversity Church.
Okay.
And what their heart was is to help single parents that are struggling in life, right? The father has left, just in dire circumstances. And what Chosen Ministry is geared towards giving them the opportunity to go back to school if they want to. So then they can get the education. A lot of them are becoming nurses or CNAs or, you know, the opportunities are really endless if they're willing, right, to get the help. And that's what we are. We're the help, the hands, and to help them get to wherever they want to go.
Excellent. And what? Now you've got an event coming up.
Yeah.
And you're signing people up here at PopCon now.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about that event and what people can do and what they can expect when they sign up.
Absolutely. So gamingtogive.org. It's real simple to sign up. And what it is, we're calling it like a 5K for gaming. So what they'll do is they'll get a sponsor, right? $25, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever they can get.
Yeah.
They'll bring that with them, and then they're literally going to game for 12 hours or whatever amount of time that they can game for.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're starting it at 6 p.m., and then we're going to end it at 6 a.m. So like you're being a kid again, right?
Yes.
When you used to game all night and your parents would tell you to go to bed. That's what we're doing. So it's just that we're going to have an actual event center. So the first one we did at the event, or it used to be Angie's List.
Yes.
And
yes.
So they have a bunch of building space. So we brought in TVs, we brought in computers, and we just let people game.
That's awesome.
And, you know, they came with their donations, whatever they could. But yeah, so we're just trying to reach, you know, we love to game. We love our community of Indianapolis, and so we're just trying to give back.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the Justin Howard Show. Day 2 of Indie PopCon comes up, well, tomorrow, June 8th. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Talk to you later.